Hypnagogue Podcast 438.
Thank you.
No, I did not make a mistake and hit a button at the wrong time. That was where that track ended. I promise you. We make a lot of mistakes here at the Hypnagogue Podcast, but that was not one of them. Hi there, I'm John Shanahan. I'm your host. Thank you for taking the time to download and listen to Hypnagogue Podcast number 438, an uninterrupted ride this time around. And we started off, boy, I'll tell you, got to get into it real early. Started off with probably the title track of the episode. There is a contender down the list, but I think this one kind of beats it up. It's from Frazetta. It is from the album Dwell. And the title of the song, buckle up. I remember smiles, and if I close my eyes, tears slide on my cheeks. I've said it before, you have to love when a song title is a complete and relatively complex sentence. After that award winner, it was Tom Smith from the Electio release with Downstream. Johnny Fryer's track Esterel was one of those tracks that actually sat at the start of my playlist for a long time because it had like an A1 in front of it, the track number A1. And so I listened to it a lot. And I do have to admit, there's a part kind of late in the track where it gets a little odd. And so I kept listening to it because, again, it would come on every time I started up my car and plugged in my phone. Like, do I like it? Do I not? Do I like it? I do like it. I do. So that's Johnny Fryer's Esterel. That is from the album Saudade. After that, a little bit of weirdness from Johann Fotmeyer. That was the Implements of Sacrifice from Sylvan Library 1. Aglaia after that, a beautiful, beautiful dark and drifting album called Darkness Meets Red. And that was Delicately Luminous. Here comes an artist name that I'm pretty sure I'm not going to get right. Eerie Armor? Going to spell it. Are you ready? You knew I was going to spell this, right? E-E-R-E-I. Then that A-E thing, like at the beginning of Etopus, or some spellings of Ether. Then R-M-O-R. So Eerie Armor. I'm going with Eerie Armor. It's a self-titled release, so I'm not going to say it twice. And that track was, Who Is This? So I guess the question is, who is this and how do I pronounce your name? Let me know. Jonathan Thomas Miller came after that with Bending Toward the Future from Environments for a Burning Planet 1. Robert Scott Thompson returns with an album called Hereith, which is a deep longing for something, especially one's home. Apparently it is a Welsh concept or a Welsh word, Hereith. That track was called Even Song. After that, another lovely album from The Lonely Bell called Age of Abandonment. And that track was There's No Going Back. Then came Michael Bruckner once again with this is the title that you are going to have to decide if it beats I Remember Smiles and If I Close My Eyes, Tears Slide Down My Cheeks. Because this one, from The Seven Planes of Dreams, is called Cloud Formation in the East Central Section, parentheses, City of the Seventh Plane, Part 1. There's a whole lot going on there. That's a very complex title. So you can choose which one wins. If you want to, you can post your choice for winner in the comments section on the podcast episode at hypnagoguepodcast.com. William Ryan Fritsch came after that with Cling to One Another from Adhesion. And we closed out with Runar Blesvik from All the Difference, and that track was Constant. I am going to say that I hope I sound okay on this voiceover because at the time I am recording this, I am already about 80% deaf in my left ear. Tell you a quick story. I have I had an ear infection in my right ear, and it was very painful one evening. So I went to the doctor the next day, and I said, I have this pain in my ear. So they come, they check the left ear, say nothing, come around, check the right ear. And the doctor goes, oh, yeah, wow. That's the biggest one I've seen in an adult. So my ear is a little plugged up, so I'm not hearing myself as well as I could. So really what matters is that you enjoyed the music, which of course sounded even better than I do on any given day. So just, I hope I'm not sounding too odd. Is that too personal? Are we too close right now? Tell you what, I'm hoping to be better by the time the next episode rolls out, and I would like you to be here feeling well yourself. And until that time, my lovely friends, I bid you all peace and power.